than anything, but so that way he sent me what he
it will
had
it
for the windowing.
So that's one of those things.
Okay,
with
you want me to make check
sure
if he uploaded anything?
Okay.
If he did, he might have
the next set
told
of,
you.
I think he would have told me.
Statistics like
he was only doing like a. The x coordinate was axis number, and the y coordinate was the statistic. One of them, only one.
Okay, I don't think there's anything.
So there might be another.
I mean, this is all your stuff. Right?
Yeah, I don't see anything now.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
let me
you
see.
Would need to brainstorm. And
so with that, I mean,
he sent me an email with the zip file. And in it, he has.
Well, we worked on
thing
in
the WDEV1, so it was the smallest in terms of everything. So
you
it was, you have a set.
Sorry,
set
I just spent,
yeah.
I was always
now,
but I walked around
where to find out what the mystery is.
That was,
right.
It was actually very nice. But,
that's right.
It's a cool day. So he sent, so
this is,
you can do that.
Your forward reuse distance,
your,
for
reuse distance.
What we're going to be doing with,
statistics, we already have a limitation that we can have as B.
Frequent reuse distance.
Yeah,
reuse distance. Reverse
frequent
reuse distance. Instead of doing
reverse
reuse
distance,
reverse
unique
reuse distance, and unique reuse distance.
So this stuff he sent you. Okay, that sounds good. So we need to set up our time to meet next time.
Hmm?
I guess we would have to meet.
So this is what it looks like. This Friday?
Right now, he doesn't have the...
this Friday, because today no one showed up.
The comparison graphs for the x-coordinates, like,
does he send out an email at the end of that?
For this one, for the statistics that I got and sent him, all of these should encapsulate the entire working set of WDEV once it's small enough.
Okay.
So that way we can look at how the algorithm itself works in its entirety, and then make it smaller.
Right, but I guess my question is, are you chopping up the like infinite values?
Yeah, this should be chopping off the infinite value. Oops,
okay.
I edited it by accident.
How do we know if there are the infinite values or how many there are?
That's one of the things that I really wanted to try and see if we could do, because it would still be important to see the infinite values.
How many there are? Let's say it's dominated by infinite values. We'd like to know that, right?
Yeah.
Or even if it's like a significant fraction. It'd be good to know that.
I would love to just be able to see maybe in the background lines where the infinite values were. So that way, if they're grouped up, you'll see like a highlight of a certain area and things like that.
Yeah.
So that way, if we see like here, this flat area right here.
Yeah, that's probably.
If that's
yeah.
a lot of infinites in that spot, it'd be visual. We can find it. We can see it.
Yeah.
And go. Okay, so this is a spot with a lot of.
And it's not
items that are not reused again.
And it's not like a bunch of axes with exactly the same reuse distance, right? Because you could also think of it that way. I mean, it could also be that.
Oh yeah.
So,
there's always the potential that at a certain scale that you'll just have a lot of highlighting, even if there's not that much space in between.
Yeah.
But hopefully, since we're doing this windowing thing, it should help with that visually. Just we'll have a lot of graphs. But yeah, he's making all these graphs with a Python code, so asking that of him might not be too much. I mean, look at this little spike right here. Like I said, I didn't limit it. I let it be as long as it needed to be for reuse distance and.
And this is unique.
This is just reuse.
But how could it be? And I don't get this. Oh, because you're analyzing the whole trace. I'm just wondering how can you have a reuse distance of 3,000 when you don't have 3,000 more axes.
This is from the information. That's the whole trace.
Oh, okay.
So we're windowing it where
we're
just seeing a little at a time.
Makes sense. Yes, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah. So it can lead to varying, Y axis, amounts and, but still you see the result of that.
I guess the real question I have is, what are we looking for here?
I don't really know something, but I wanted to see if I can't use the information that we're gathering to look for
I think one of the things I was looking for is, are there bands of reuse distance areas? Say there are some reuse distances that are in this range and then others that are significantly higher and different. That's really what I was looking
this
for.
This is the unique reuse distance.
Unique reuse distance, yeah.
You can see a much more pattern behavior, especially when she gets the lower ones.
So it seems like there are some which are up here in
and
this
then
range, and then there are some
down,
which are lower
up,
down here.
Down, up and down.
No, no, no. What I'm actually saying here is that if you look at the cache behavior, right?
Mm-hmm.
The cache tries to keep data that is most reused with the smallest reuse distance in the cache first, and then the next level, and then the higher reuse distances. So here I see at least two bands. Maybe there are more. Maybe there's one here, and then one right in the middle, and then one up here. But then if you look at the coarse grain, I see one band of reuse distances that are clustered in this range, right, of reuse distances, and then other that are up there. So what I'm trying to say is that, is there stability of reuse distance? Do we see stability, and that motivates the churning behavior?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think some of these plots can be used to motivate churning.
Mm-hmm.
But then we would need something a little more descriptive here. We don't know which blocks have the specific reuse distance. We just know that for that block, the reuse distance is, in this case, 50, and when it was accessed at this access number.
Yeah.
But we don't know which one it is. It doesn't help us if there are blocks, if the same block is accessed with much higher reuse distance later.
Oh.
Right, so...
Okay.
So,
a history of some blocks, to say.
So let's say, reuse distance distribution of specific
blocks. The distribution of the reuse distance for an individual block.
For individual
where
blocks.
Where you have like a, I can't remember the name of the graph, a median, a high, a low, and a deviation.
Right. Yeah.
Those would be probably good graphs to do for that.
Yeah. So in the same window, let's say, can we, or is there some other plot that we already, if we already have this information somewhere else in a different plot, then we should just try to get that instead of creating something new. One concern I have with this project is we are generating a lot of data, and it's not going anywhere. I mean, in the end, it needs to go into a paper, and that's what creates the focus and the story, and the learning. Because if we just create data and keep plotting it over and over again and start theorizing, it's like what is the word, like beating around the bush. Right? I mean, we're just beating around the bush.
Going around in circles?
Going around. And have you not heard beating about the bush?
That tends to be used as a saying
like,
for you're not...
You're not getting to the point.
Yeah.
You're not making the point. And
that's the way I feel about this
work so far, is that we're not making the point. We're just, beating around the bush with
we're
all the
data. We're
doing
stuff that's interesting nonetheless,
yeah.
But we don't have a practical application for it yet.
Exactly. So, well, it's not just about the application. It's about, okay, where are you going with the story? I mean, are you going in a direction, or are you going in like 10 different directions all at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
What is that guy's horse? I mean, it's like, the horse that jumps in 5 directions at the same time.
I mean, there's some relationships that are definitely of interest. And some of them, of course, are the forward versus reverse relationships. But one of the ones that we can try and see is we can try and look for the relationships of the data that we can definitely find and see with our own caching algorithms and see if this statistic that we will be able to get easily, no problem, can be used and is useful for determining a certain behavior that's potentially predictable for
mm-hmm.
the future.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what we've been trying to do. We've been working with the miss rate to try
mm-hmm.
and find predictable behavior. We've been trying to work with hits and misses with the ghost algorithms. And I'm just trying to think of something. I'm hoping that, like I told you before, I've been trying to think about this a bit, but the representative thing.
Okay.
One of the easiest statistics we can get is reuse distance. Obviously, it's the reverse one, but it's a statistic that we can look at and judge on how the reuse distance of the items in the cache is doing and try and determine the behavior as it's going to go. To determine things like, well, do we put in the ghost cache? Do we do, a ghost list? Do we do any of these other things? So hopefully we can attach this kind of analysis to get to a certain behavior and a certain action that we can do.
Yeah. I agree. I think, I do see this is unique reuse distance, right? So what about reverse? And there is one plot which we said the correlation between forward and reverse. I think that was the other thing. Do we have that?
Reverse unique reuse distance. The ones are two, both of them are open. So actually, let me give each one of these a new spot so we can just go ahead and look at them side to side a lot more.
Yeah.
Actually, I need to do that. I forgot that this does that. Okay. So this is unique reuse distance. This is reverse unique.
For the same plot, right? For the same workload.
Yeah, for the same workload, same...
for one, access. And we're analyzing only one workload at this point, and the same window.
Yes. So you can see from the forward reuse and the distance backwards, we do have some variation. But what's typical is the items that have large forward tend to also have large, reverse.
Yeah. I think it would be good to match up the X values exactly because it's hard to see.
These aren't the exact same max, the X values.
But I think because we don't see them vertically aligned and overlapped, on the same plot, we don't know how much difference there is. And if they're shifted a little bit,
overlapping might not be the best option. Like I suggested...
Difference?
The difference could be potentially more important for our eyes to see the relationship. Or the scatter plot kind of feature.
Yeah.
In order to look for correlation.
Pardon. I think the difference and scatter plot, they're both good. Both good ideas. Yeah. We should do that. And that's, I think, maybe the next thing it would be...
I've been talking with Andy and trying to get something sorted out. He said, well, I'm probably not going to be able to do anything until the finals is over. So his last finals on Thursday. I'm going to see about getting back to him after that.
Okay. And when is your... You don't have any finals this semester.
It's today.
Today?
Today at 12 to 2 for Weiss, Algorithm Techniques.
Okay.
So I've got that going for me. That should be nice and fun. But yeah, we can see that it's pretty all right to... Maybe the reverse is a little lower. Granted, this doesn't include... infinites, which would be very important for us to see. But
The infinites actually removed from the and plotted or kept in there?
I believe that they should be removed, that they're removed from this. So that way it continues on, which is why the line graph here is a little... it doesn't tell the tale as it should. I think a point one might work a little better. So that way we can see the spaces and go, okay, that was an infinite.
So access number, let's say the access number 500 is...
500 and something might be an infinite here.
And that's removed.
It's removed, so it just continues the line at that point.
When you say removed, is it removed so that you move the access numbers or the access numbers of the following...
No, those axis numbers are still used. The following ones still stay the same. Yeah.
It's not that they're removed. I mean, it's not that they get shifted because some, if you remove some items, you know, everything else moves up. So it's not that.
I believe so. He included the Python code. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. He included the Python code within it for us to potentially read. I just need to look at text edit. I don't need to watch it. So, let's see, what's he do with the infinite? Oh, that's not negative 1. There we go. So, if it's not equal to negative 1, he will add it in. I don't see any conditions for if negative 1, so it looks like he completely ignores it.
Ignores it, but the axis number, I think I'm curious about what axis number he would use for the following items.
Let's see if he still increases, because that could be an issue if
Because you don't have alignment.
Yeah, exactly. So the axis wouldn't be aligned. I think I know an easy way that I can check that right now. So he included the file itself, I think. Okay, this is the file as is, where the negative ones are infinite for the statistic in either direction. These are actually a bunch of items here that wrong axis once. Let's see, am I able to see line numbers on this for text edit? I bet not.
You need VA.
Hmm?
You have VA?
VA? No. At least I don't think I do.
Huh?
At least I don't think I do.
Are you Max? Oh, Vim is fine. It's the same thing.
Yeah. What was this called? It's just called graphing. That makes it easy. Graphing slash /1. Okay. 10,816. Items, and if we look at, let's see, it's all cut off. He completely ignores it. So this isn't actually axis number, it's just literally items that are not infinite.
Well, we don't know, because it could just be that he is not plotting the last few, because I saw the last few were all infinites.
Well, that's part of the problem is...
But the question is the intermediate ones, the ones in between, does he...
Either end won't get you good information, because you're going to have infinite in that direction, you're going to have infinite in that direction for either side.
Mm-hmm.
So what should be important is that middle area.
Mm-hmm. But in the middle area, you might still have infinites, and
there's
curious,
still going to be that, but so it should be a lot less.
I'm curious if those middle items are aligned or not.
With the,
I think it's better to just wait for the scatter plot and.
With this one, everything should be aligned. You can see that's the LLVA. That's each statistic, forward first and then reverse. One.
But I'm saying axis numbers, are they aligned for the forward and reverse?
Yeah, they're aligned properly. These were all done in their.
I'm talking about the plot itself.
The plot?
So if I put the forward plot below the reverse plot, right, and I look at a vertical cut, am I sure that the axis number I'm seeing in the forward and the reverse are for the same axis number?
Yeah, they should be. But in that plot there, I'm not really sure. He's doing the ignoring.
Correct.
It's not aligned anymore.
Right.
Which is exactly my point. Problem, pardon me. So I'm going to have to get back to him on that, saying not to ignore, but to maybe do a point graph instead, so that way we can see them and, I mean, it'll look more scattered, probably, but it should let us see gaps a lot better.
Right, right, yeah.
So
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think we should keep do a point plot because we are not doing any trending here. I mean, because all these distances are for different items. Doesn't make sense to connect them with lines.
Yeah. So I gotta make sure to contact him about that.
Should just be plot points, sorry.
So points, and we've got to not... Well, we've got to... We can ignore them, as in not plot them. But we need to increment that access number.
Yeah, exactly.
So
and then the other two is the scatter plot and the difference plot. I think the difference plot and scatter plot will give us the same information more... Yeah,
more or less.
More easily to look at.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we have to visually examine
each one.
Yeah, each one, exactly.
Oh, there. Okay. Andy. Oh, finals going well. I'd like to talk about that for a second. Message that he can read on any time. He has the time. And yeah. So we got that done.
All right, so sorry about that. I had to.